It's All Things Considered, HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we are welcoming back one of music's biggest stars anywhere in the world, a guy who goes way beyond being just a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artist, a musical pioneer whose genre-bending, Afro-Cuban-inspired sound changed the world, starting from the time he hit the stage in front of hundreds of thousands of people at Woodstock in 1969. A previous guest here on ATC, first major artist I ever interviewed some 25 years ago. He is an international music superstar, and we're fortunate to call him a sometime resident of the Aloha State, too. April 30th, he and his band return to the Blaisdell Arena. May 2nd at the Mac, it's Carlos Santana. Aloha and a big mahalo, Carlos.
Hi, aloha and a big mahalo. How you doing, Dave?
I'm good, thank you, brother. Grateful for your time and hope you're doing well, too.
Likewise.
Your journey is inspiring to many, and because it could give hope to people facing turmoil in today's climate, would you share some experiences of your own immigration from Mexico and how the current conversation in the public sphere touches you?
Yes, sure. I think that when I was a kid, and even today, the only thing that I see immigrating is the monarch flies and caribou. You know, things move, birds move when it's cold, so they go when it's warm, you know. We have a saying that I'm sure it probably started in Maui, you know, because Maui is a very divine island. But the saying goes, make the table bigger, not the wall taller.
Mm.
You know? And so for me, I feel really blessed because my mom was the one that, you know, was like a laser. She focused on getting us from Altlan to Tijuana and from Tijuana to San Francisco. And so we immigrated. We went, you know, to the papers and everything. And I always have had probably 99.9 positive experiences from American people, how they treated me and my family. So I'm really, really grateful to God first, and in this world, and in this nation. You know, I think that this nation is a work in progress, social experiment nation. But I also believe that now that we're here, I believe in co-joining together with people like, I'm going to break it down. Imagine that in Hawaii would be the beginning of a Super Bowl of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
like the World Cup of consciousness. And then you have the most brilliant minds, people like Nikola Tesla, which today is Hawkins, you know, and just brilliant geniuses, Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, you know, just put together women and men who are like geniuses, which means supreme focus. Brilliant minds with spiritual consciousness and brilliant minds like the Steve Jobs of today, you know, like the ones who are still here. And you have like a what they used to call an expo. They used to have it in Chicago, and they used to have like Nikola Tesla with Vivekananda or Paramahansa Yogananda. So I want to start in Hawaii a Super Bowl of consciousness where, like I said, you combine, you know, the Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, and people like that, possibly even the Pope, if he doesn't come in with a certain positionality, because that's the thing we have to get rid of, is the positionality. Become like the air. Don't become like something that sucks the air off.
Right,
you know?
Right.
and so I dream of, in Maui, Hawaii, creating a Super Bowl of consciousness that people get together every year with music like Imagine, One Love, the song Over the Rainbow, and What a Wonderful World, where speakers speak like, can you imagine getting together the brilliant, wise, we call it wisdom keepers, the women and men in Hana in Hawaii, women who are like the wiser people, the old, what do you call it, the wisdom keepers, the elders.
The kapuna.
Yeah, yeah. And so they speak and then we play. They speak and we play. But they speak about how to coexist now in this world as one family, not like nations, not flags, not division, not separation, not fragmented fear, but everything in a like what I call a Super Bowl of consciousness. So you're talking to a guy who is like, I am the culmination of Bob Marley and John Lennon and people like that. I'm the one that's alive still wanting the same thing, but with clarity and passion and energy. Some people say, well, you know, Santana's tripping with the pipe dream and the this and that. And it's like, well, look, man, I've been tripping since I was a child, but look at how where it got me.
Right.
you know?
You mentioned your mom when you talk about where it got you. Josefina and Jose, your parents, featured in that fascinating memoir, and just what you just said, the universal tone is not only the title of that memoir, but it's really the tone of your message and the way that they've sort of brought into the world this person who is on a truly spiritual voyage.
Yeah, I think that it's accessible to everyone, you know? The more we invite gently people to claim and own and arm yourself with knowing you are the light. You know, don't think that only Jesus has got the light. Jesus is called Christ-ness, and the Christ is the light. Everybody has Christ and light. In fact, it is your DNA. It's not in your DNA. It is your DNA. Light and love is who you are. Somehow when you grow up, they try to convince you that you're a wretched sinner, not worthy of God's grace, and you need, you know, a sacrifice, and you need this. And you're like, oh, my God. You know, it's like, and you're forever stained with sin. Now, that's what Bob Marley calls mental slavery.
Right.
But when you live in Maui, man, and you see the rainbows, and you jump in the ocean, and you taste the fruit right out of the tree, there's something incredible that reminds you that you are a spirit and a soul first, and then anything else that you want to identify with and perceive. But first, you're light and love, which is spirit and soul. And that's the message, I think, the best message that I remember from the Beatles or John Lennon or Bob Marley or Bob Dylan or anybody that I love. It was always utilizing the music beyond entertainment, beyond anything like that, beyond a business, and beyond organizations. Music was always like the rain that falls in Maui, a gentle, beautiful rain, you know, that makes things grow brighter, sweeter, juicier, you know? So that's what, to me, music is about. It's like the rain.
Well, you've had this remarkable career where one of the relationships that helped develop this music and get it to all of us, and I'm sure you can expound on it, was the great Bill Graham. We just had Bonnie Raitt on the other day, and she was talking about Bill. Can you speak about the role that he played in your life and just share a personal experience or story that makes you laugh or smile when you recall it?
Sure. Bill Graham saw me, and he immediately adopted me like a son. There was two people that I think he had this kind of relationship. I mean, he loved everybody, Jerry Garcia, everybody. But somehow when he looked at Michael Bloomfield and he looked at me, it was a different kind of look, you know, like I think Clyde Davis said it, with someone else it's a business, with you it's my heart.
Right.
That's how he put it. With someone else it's a business, with you it's my heart. This is my heart. So Bill Graham was the one that went to bat for us to go to Woodstock when our album wasn't even out yet, you know. And so Bill Graham connected us with Clive Davis, and both of them, you know, were instrumental, needless to say, in opening a ginormous door for me and my band, you know, and for me personally, because I'm still here. And there's so many great, funny stories about Bill, especially the stories with Bill and Jimi Hendrix and Miles Davis, you know, and myself. I'll share one where it was just Bill and I.
I love it.
Bill Graham wanted me to learn this song. It's a Yiddish song that I think people used to play to give them strength when they were in Auschwitz and, you know, they were in the concentration camps. So he wanted to teach me this song, and unfortunately, everything that Bill sung was the same note. In his mind, he could hear the melody, but what would come out of his mouth was like, it goes like this. Grab your guitar. I said, okay. He goes, na 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 na. And so I started playing na 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 na, and he goes, no, schmuck, not like that. Didn't you hear what I'm doing? And he grabbed my guitar. Don't play it like that. Listen. Na 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 na. So I go, okay. Na na na. No, schmuck, aren't you listening to what I'm saying? I says, Bill, bring me the cassette. I'll learn it. So grab me the cassette, and the melody goes, but in his mind, he was hearing that. But all that was coming out of his mouth was like, man, man, man. I'm like, oh, shit, you know, how am I going to learn this song? And I learned it. I played it when he passed at his wake, and I played it at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they inducted him. When I do play that song, and whether I'm in Tel Aviv or Morocco, people just freak, man. It's like it's like a universal song for certain parts of the world.
That's a beautiful memory. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. And I can hear it got you chuckling, too. Well, that's a great story. I look forward to seeing you. And thank you so much for being our guest. I hope we get a chance to see each other at the Honolulu show. And Carlos, just always great that you shine your light on us and share some of your story. I really do appreciate it, man.
I look forward to, you know, seeing you. And also, I really aspire, respectfully, man, to have a powwow with the governor from Hawaii and the mayor of Honolulu and talk about this dream, the Super Bowl of consciousness, starting in Honolulu around the world, but starting in Honolulu. Okay?
I'd love to have you host it right here at Hawaii Public Radio. I can't think of a better venue than a public radio station that's statewide in the Aloha State.
Okay, I'll let you know before we arrive. Maybe we can come visit and talk.
Bless you, brother. I'm giving you a big hug. I hope you feel it.
I do. Bless you and your life. Thank you.
Take care. Aloha, Carlos.
Aloha.